First Peter chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Yes, this is a verse that I keep repeating these days in places where I am going. One word there is scattered. It pleased God to scatter his children in different places. In the first century, we know that there was great persecution of the church. Nero and people like Domitian wanted them to not to pray to Jesus. They wanted to pray our Lord Nero, our my Lord Domitian. That is what they wanted. And they refused. And many of them were killed. Many of them were persecuted. And as a result of all that persecution, people were scattered all over. One couple who were scattered like that was Aquila and Priscilla. If you have time as a homework, you may read about them. You may look at what they did and how God used them. If you want to know, God allows people of God to be scattered. And brother was speaking about Uganda. First, I thought maybe, is he got scattered to Uganda? That was what I was wondering. Later on I found out that no, he's going on only a missionary visit. Praise the Lord. Anyway, from first century onwards, God is in the business of scattering his people to various places, various communities. That's what happened in the case of Aquila and Priscilla. You know what Paul says about that? Romans 16. Go to Romans 16, verse 3, I think. Romans 16, there he speaks about Aquila and Priscilla.
Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus.
Read a little more.
They risked
their life for me. All the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. They are not ordained ministers. But God had scattered them after Stephen was martyred. And in the scattering business, they went to various places with tent making as their main occupation. But they were witnessing the Lord wherever God sent them. And Paul is addressing and saying that, yes, greet them. All the Gentile churches are thankful to them and grateful to them. So the challenge that I want to leave with all of you who are listening to me this morning is that God might have scattered you here in, what is this place? Seattle. There are 50 states in U.S. 50, is it? 50 states. On all these places, you can see believers from India who are all there. But I would like you to believe that God has scattered me. God has allowed the scattering process for me to be there, for me to be this place and that place. All the Indian states, God has scattered people, servants of God, not just full-time pastors, no. I'm talking about tent makers, people who are making tents. But all the 7 days of the week, through their life, they were witnesses. Through their life, all the 7 days of the week, they were witnesses. They were ready to witness. They were ready to explain. We can read 1 Peter 3:15. In your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. But always be prepared to give an answer to anyone
who asks you.
Those who ask for the reason for your hope, be prepared to give an explanation. മലയാളത്തിൽ എന്താണ് കൊടുത്തിരിക്കുന്നത്? എന്നാൽ ക്രിസ്തുവിനെ നിങ്ങളുടെ ഹൃദയങ്ങൾ കർത്താവായി വിശുദ്ധീകരിപ്പീൻ. നിങ്ങളിലുള്ള പ്രത്യാശയെക്കുറിച്ച് ന്യായം ചോദിക്കുന്ന ഏവനോടും സൗമ്യതയും ഭയഭക്തിയും ഉണ്ട്. പ്രതിവാദം പറവാൻ എപ്പോഴും ഒരുങ്ങിയിരിപ്പിന്. പത്രോസിൻ്റെ അതേ ലേഖനമാണ് ഞാൻ വായിച്ചത്. ബിഥുന്യയിലും പൊന്തോസിലും ഗലാത്തിയിലും ഒക്കെ ചിതറിപ്പാർക്കുന്നതായ വിശ്വാസികളോട് പത്രോസ് പറയുന്നതായ കാര്യമാണ്. നിങ്ങളുടെ പ്രത്യാശയെക്കുറിച്ച് ന്യായം ചോദിക്കുന്ന ഏവനോടും സൗമ്യതയും ഭയഭക്തിയും പൂണ്ട് പ്രതിവാദം പറവാൻ എപ്പോഴും ഒരുങ്ങിയിരിപ്പീൻ. ദ ലൈഫ് വാസ് പീറ്റർ സെയ്സ് ദാറ്റ് യുവർ ലൈഫ് ഷുഡ് ബി സച്ച് ദാറ്റ് പീപ്പിൾ വിൽ കം ആൻഡ് ആസ്ക് ഫോർ എൻ എക്സ്പ്ലനേഷൻ ഫോർ യുവർ ലൈഫ്. Why are you so patient? Why are you so loving? Why are you so caring? Why are you so ministry minded? That is the question that people will come and ask you. And be always ready to give an answer to them with all humility. Do this with gentleness and respect. It is not all the debating that you are able to do. No. It is your life. All the 7 days of the week, 24 hours of the day, then how much time is left? No other time is left. You have to be patiently be a Christian. You need to walk your talk. All that you claim need to be seen in action. That is what God expects from you. So those of you who are believers scattered in different places in US, God expects you to live a life which is speaking to people. Your walk will speak and they'll come and ask for an explanation. I have a favorite chorus which I keep on singing. I'm going to sing it anyway. I'm sure many of you are going to sing. I'm not a good singer anyway. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and praise. Praise the Lord. Thank you. So what we heard was, Pastor was telling earlier, grace, my grace is sufficient for thee. So if you are dependent on God's grace continuously, God can make it possible even if you are a tent maker. As a tent maker, you need to be faithful to God. You need to walk your talk. That is what God expects from each of you. Please pray for us. I have a son who is a doctor. His wife is also a doctor, but they are serving the Lord in the Bihar-Nepal border. They are able to get through their chaplaincy department of that mission hospital, they are able to get a lot of Nepalis and Biharis for the Lord. I'm grateful for that. Please pray for him also. I'm glad that when he was 4 medical colleges, he got admission. 4 medical colleges. And he decided to go to only to CMC. And there he did his MBBS, general medicine, and endocrinology, all that. And during that time, we asked for him to take a passport. No, I don't want to take a passport. India needs doctors in America or in Kerala. So he decided to go to Bihar. And there he is, laboring for the Lord through that mission hospital. Kindly pray for that. As the pastor said, grace, God's grace should be the secret of your success when you are dependent on that. When I was a small boy in Kottayam, Philadelphia home, I was a small guy. One God servant used to come there, Bhaktan Kutiyachan. He used to come and sleep there in the nights when he cannot go home. So when he will pray, early morning when I get up and go, I can hear one person on his knees and saying, Kripa, 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 Kartave, Kripa, Kripa, എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞുകൊണ്ട് ഏങ്ങലടിച്ച് കരയുന്നതായ കേട്ടുകൊണ്ട് ഞാൻ പലപ്പോഴും വന്നിട്ടുണ്ട്. ദൈവത്തിന് സ്തോത്രം ചെയ്യുന്നു. ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ കൃപയ്ക്കായി ഓരോ ദിവസവും യാചിക്കുന്നു എങ്കിൽ ദൈവം ധാരാളമായിട്ട് തൻ്റെ കൃപ നിനക്ക് പകർന്നു തരും. ഹിൽ ഹെൽപ്പ് യു ടു ബി ഫെയ്ത്ത്ഫുൾ ഇൻ വാട്ട് വെറെവർ യു ആർ സെൻറ്റ് ടു ബി എ ഫെയ്ത്ത്ഫുൾ സെർവൻറ്റ് ഓഫ് ഗാഡ്. സിൻസ് മൈ ടൈം ഈസ് അപ്പ്, ലെറ്റ് മീ സ്റ്റോപ്പ്. മേ ഗാഡ് ബ്ലെസ് യു. God be with you. Please pray for my son Philip Finney, that is his name, who is in Bihar Nepal border. He has a vision for the North India work like my father Pastor PM Philip. Kindly pray for him. If you have a list of intercession, please put the name Dr. Philip Finney, Raxol, Bihar Nepal border. Please pray for us also. Thank you.